Welcome back to our podcast channel, Kapar Audiology. This is audiologist and speech language pathologist from Kapar. In today's sessions, we have come back with autism and its auditory challenges. Autism has got a tag for social and communication problems. Around 60% of the patients having autism report that they experience social isolation. Sometimes, patients isolate themselves, and in the rest of the cases, surrounding people starts to avoid them due to higher degree of miscommunication. Even after the sky-kissing technological development, increasing social media communication through chatting and other written medium, processing of auditory information is still the most critical component of social communication. A person having autism experiences complexity in such auditory processing. These make them incapable of communication and socialization concerning the people without autism. Now, let's come to the specific problems that a patient with autism might face. One among that, and the important one among that, is the difficulties in distinguishing sounds. We all know language is a combination of several sounds, and each sound is associated with a specific meaning. Now, when a person having autism hears a sound, he or she might not be able to distinguish several sounds from each other. As a consequence, they experience difficulties to perceive the exact meaning of the heard sound. Incapabilities of hearing all the sounds, due to weaker response rate of the auditory nerve, a few of the sounds might get missed too. These lead to misinterpretation of the speech which he has heard and create a barrier to normal social mixing and communication. You can better understand if I provide a simple example. Suppose someone is saying the word show. The person with ASD or a person with ASD features might hear it as shoe rather than show. Delayed or disordered processing of auditory information is another challenge faced by these people. Alternative difficulties might also be there. Sometimes ASD patients hear the sound properly, that is shoe, but they may lack the disordered auditory information processing capabilities, which prevents them to understand the meaning at an instant or in that context. Lack of speech comprehension is another major issue that is faced by most of the autism patients. As a patient with autism suffers from a lack of speech comprehension, surrounding people might consider it the wrong way. They simply consider the person as unwilling to comply, while in reality, the person is unable to comply. Increased level of anxiety also leads the autism children to have difficulty in communication. As children with autism communicate mostly with blind gusses, so they suffer from a higher degree of anxiety related to misunderstanding and low performance. Such patients usually have confused characters in their speech or in their communication. Noise intolerance and sound sensitivity. This is also a major issue that can lead to behavioral issues. Due to temporal processing problems like rhythm, pitch, and timing cues, it has become hard for a children with autism to offer a timely response in a chaotic and noisy environment. Such a patient feels irritated in social gathering and become too much sound and noise sensitive in that context. Here we are. Why a person with autism experiences such an auditory processing? The reason is not very obvious till now. Ranges of researches are under process. However, the majority of the audiologists agree with the fact that in the case of an autistic individual or a children with autism, a specific area of limbic system called hippocampus remain neurologically immature. This hippocampus is the director of sensory input, cognitive learning, and memory. So, when an immaturity of this hearing part, known as hippocampus, makes people incapable of proper auditory processing. Due to such auditory difficulties, auditory processing evaluations, auditory training, or remediation programs does not work for patients with autism. Rather, specialists refer them to auditory processing skills strengthening therapy. So this is all about the auditory challenges associated with autism. If you have further questions, Please feel free to write to me. I shall be coming back with the next episode soon. Till then, goodbye and take care. Signing off from Kapar.